Several governmental websites in Ukraine have been hit by a cyber attack. It's not clear who is behind the hack, but it comes a week after failed diplomatic talks over Russia's standoff with NATO. Russia has stationed some 100,000 troops along its border with Ukraine, provoking fears of an invasion. Russian President Vladimir Putin wants NATO to promise not to add Ukraine to its military alliance, a demand NATO and the U.S. have refused. Joining us now is Anders Rasmussen. He was Secretary General of NATO from 2009 to 2014. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Poland's foreign minister has warned that Europe is closer to war now than it's been in 30 years. And you've written quite extensively about this in your latest article for Politico. How do you assess the risk of the current situation?
I'm very much concerned. I think there's a big risk that this situation may end up in an armed conflict, though I don't think it's President Putin's preferred option, but it may end in an armed conflict because the demands from Russia are unacceptable. They are non-starter. And if the Russians insist on fulfilling these unacceptable demands, then it may end up in an armed conflict.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the ways you see this crisis being resolved. Current NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told us yesterday on the program that diplomatic solutions are not working. And one thing you've said very strongly is that we can't negotiate under the barrel of a gun. What are the ways that you see this crisis being resolved?
I think we need a dialogue with Russia. We have a lot to speak with Russia about. We should discuss arms control and how to monitor arms control, how to make arms control much more efficient in today's world. We need to discuss disarmament. We need to discuss how we can make military exercises much more transparent. And if the Russians are ready to discuss those issues, I think this might be the way forward to ensure a peaceful solution to this. But obviously, it's unacceptable when Putin insists on having a veto when it comes to future potential NATO enlargements. He wants to dictate whether Ukraine, Georgia, and other neighbors, whether they should be allowed to join NATO. Of course, this is unacceptable. It's a non-starter.
You've said, though, that it's time for NATO to call Putin's bluff. The U.S. continues to take a tough line with Russia. Here's what America's top diplomat, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, told NPR yesterday.
We've spent weeks, months now, working in very close coordination with allies and partners at the G7, the EU, NATO, to prepare for Russian aggression to make very clear that there'll be massive consequences if that's the path they pursue.
I want to get to what you mean when you say that it's time for NATO to call Putin's bluff. Expound on that.
I call it Putin's bluff because, in fact, Putin plays a very weak hand. He does not have support from the Russian people when it comes to a possible war against Ukraine. Economically, the Russian economy is in decline. So, in fact, Russia and Putin play a very weak hand, but he does that very skillfully. So we have to step up to the plate. We have to demonstrate firmness and unity within Europe and between Europe and the United States. And we should tell Putin that if he were to attack Ukraine, the costs will be extremely high because we will, in that case, we will provide Ukraine with military equipment so that the Ukrainians improve their capability to defend themselves. And we will introduce crippling economic sanctions against Russia so that Russia will be isolated like Iran, Syria, North Korea, etc.
You've laid out really well the consequences of Putin's demands, but They want a promise that NATO will not expand into Ukraine or deploy weapons along its border with Russia. With NATO refusing those demands, though, is there any hope of a diplomatic solution from your view?
There will be no diplomatic solution on that topic because, obviously, each and every country has an inherent right to decide its alliance affiliation itself. We cannot compromise on that. But we have a lot of other issues in which we could find a solution at the negotiation table with the Russians.
And you are hopeful for that, that that will happen, or the possibility of it will happen?
Of course, I prefer clearly a dialogue and a diplomatic solution to all this. I prefer that to an armed conflict. But I think the way to get Putin to understand that peaceful cooperation is much better than hostile confrontation, the way to convince him this is the way forward is a firm stance, because the only language that Putin respects is a language of strength, of force, and unity within Europe and between the Europeans and the US. I think one of the big prizes that Putin will pay is that if he attacks Ukraine, he might provoke an application from Finland and Sweden to join NATO. And that would be a big, big defeat for Russia.
That's former NATO Secretary General Anders Rasmussen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.